For a medical expert's view on phase two of the reopening, we turn now to Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So today was the earliest day Governor Baker said phase two could begin, and here we are. He decided to go ahead. Do you think the speed at which Governor Baker is reopening Massachusetts is wise?
I think so far the decisions have been appropriate. The evidence of transmission continues to show decreasing numbers, lower proportions of positives, fewer hospitalizations. And so I think statewide, the numbers in terms of the pandemic are improving. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens during phase two.
If you have worries about phase two, what would they be?
Well, there are a few areas. I mean, one is, and this is really important to the economy, is reopening childcare options and child camps. And we don't, there's some evidence that children can transmit the disease, although perhaps potentially less effectively than adults. But if, you have a lot of children and gathering together, the risk for sort of transmission of virus and then bringing it home to their parents increases. And I think that's one of my bigger worries, that, and then sort of athletic practices, where there's a lot of people that can't necessarily socially distance and may have a lot of close contact. Those kinds of settings are potentially, worrisome for transmission.
Let me ask about testing. Last week, some public health and community leaders called for the governor to hit the brakes on reopening. A statewide equity task force published a list of demands, including an increase in overall statewide testing and more data collection on vulnerable populations. In your view, how wide is the gap between where we are on testing capacity and where we really need to be?
Well, testing capacity has improved substantially over the last few months, but I agree that we're not there yet, that there should be active surveillance in certain vulnerable populations, in particular long-term care facilities, as well as potentially other locations, and that there needs to be a greater availability and ideally a lower cost for tests for businesses to reopen. I mean, some businesses may want to test their employees before they return to ensure a safe workplace. So I think there needs to be continued efforts to make testing more widely available. And in particular, as we start to get into lower and lower numbers, we need to be identifying patients that are infected, isolating them, and doing active contact tracing. And all that requires easy access to testing, but also quick turnaround, ideally within 24 hours of test results.
All right, let me ask about the vaccine or a potential vaccine at some point. More than 100 vaccines are now in the works around the country. One of them from Cambridge-based Moderna has moved to phase two of testing. How optimistic should we be? How optimistic are you about the development and widespread distribution of a successful vaccine by late this year or by next year?
I'm cautiously optimistic. There's definitely been steady progress. There are very different strategies for the kinds of vaccines that are being developed. And Moderna is developing a messenger RNA vaccine, which is a strategy that's really never led to a vaccine reaching market, at least not yet. But that said, the initial evidence is that the vaccines induce an effective immune response, appear to be safe unless really high doses are given. And that's leading to a scaled up testing of their vaccine, of the Moderna vaccine. But there's a few others that are moving along also. The question is really going to be, are they effective? Do they prevent the disease and while being safe at the same time? And those studies take time. So, honestly, I think, partway into 2021, we might have a vaccine available. But then the other thing is, will the companies be able to scale up capacity to churn out, millions of doses? So we'll see. But I think in 2021, we may have a vaccine.
All right, one more question, Dr. Hamer. As we know, people across Massachusetts and the country have been demonstrating against police killings of black people as well as systemic racism. We can see it in the photos. We can see it in the video. We can see it from our reporting that not everyone is wearing a mask or physical distancing during these protests. So how worried are you that these demonstrations could cause a spike or a second wave of the coronavirus?
I'm concerned about that. I mean, you know, the protests are for a very good cause, but you know, having so many people in close quarters, they are outside, which helps with that sort of natural airflow and wind and so forth will help disperse any potentially infective aerosols. But on the other hand, there's a lot of close contact between people. And as you said, you know, they're not all wearing masks. And so there's a potential risk for transmission. And I think it's moderate. And I think that we should be seeing a spike in cases in some of the parts of the country that have had these demonstrations, which are honestly many parts of the country, over the next week because of the relatively short incubation of this virus. And that could have an effect on reopening plans in many states potentially.
All right, we'll be watching for that. Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Thanks as always for speaking to us on Monday mornings.
My pleasure.